Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Welcome in. Good to talk to you. Enjoy these 4 hours. It's the last time I think we're going to be on the air together until January.
Yeah,
right?
Until, I guess, January 3rd?
January 5th
is
the Monday.
Like
I mean, you feel free to do a show on the 3rd. That's a Saturday. Yeah. I'll be at home.
Is it a Saturday?
Yeah.
Honestly, this time of year, I don't know what month it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what day it is. I don't know what date it is. I know it's 10 o'clock.
That's
all I know right
on
now.
Tuesday. Yeah. So we start with an interesting story about, you know, we talk a lot about going forward with the technology, and it's interesting how things are going backward a little bit. We're trying to get the cell phones out of classrooms. We're talking about iPads, maybe now not being a part of classrooms either. Now we have this Missouri bill who wants to, again, cut screen time, because that's the new thing that we're doing, and return to paper.
Yeah. On its face, I don't have a problem with this, but the more I think about it, the more I hate it.
Okay.
The more I think about it, the more I hate it.
Here's what this would do. And if you want to weigh in, 913-586-7798. Who proposed this bill? This is Missouri State Rep. Tricia Burns out of Wentzville. So that's St. Louis area. This is called the Hands-On Learning Restoration Act, which is a little dramatic.
Yeah.
The Restoration Act is a little bit much, but here's what it would do. No more than 45 minutes of digital instruction across all subjects for students in kindergartens K through 5. 70% of student work must be completed on paper. Elementary schools must maintain printed textbooks and bring back physical manipulatives.
I hate that.
For math and science. Students must be taught cursive. We'll come back to that in a second.
I hate that.
School districts cannot assign homework requiring technology. I don't like that either.
I hate that.
School districts cannot replace cursive with typing or stylus apps. And school districts cannot rely solely on technology for classroom management, textbooks, or library time. My biggest issue with this is the direction that we are going a little bit when it comes to state laws dictating what each individual school district should be doing with their
Hallelujah.
Kids. This is very micromanagey of school districts. Again, I don't hate the principle of let's take away screens a little bit. There's a lot of research behind kids and adults remember things better if you write them down. I think kids should be taught how to physically write somehow. I don't think it has to be cursive. I think they should be taught.
It does not have to be
how
cursive,
to
actually
write in a way that is legible.
Because she cites that there's all this evidence that, and all these studies say that writing in cursive is better for your neural pathways. None of the evidence says that. No evidence says that writing in cursive is better for your neural pathways. They say that writing with your hand.
Yes.
Handwriting is better for your neural pathways. It doesn't dispute whether that is with cursive or not. In fact, most studies show that it doesn't make a difference at all. Like, you can learn cursive, or you could learn how to just write in block writing like most adults do.
Yeah.
And I guess I would ask that of the audience right now. Weird to ask you to text in. You can write us. I guess you could write us a note.
Write us a letter.
Or block letters.
Call. Or you could call.
Yeah, you could call.
That's old school.
And send it on a carrier pigeon. 913-586-7798. Do you still use cursive? Cursive. Because I don't know a single adult that does.
So my handwriting is kind of a blend of cursive and print. I just kind of have taken on this kind of hybrid where I just kind of blend it all together.
Whatever feels right. Sure.
I have teacher's handwriting. I have good handwriting because I knew how to write on a chalkboard and do it straight, which is harder than it sounds. So it's a blend of the two. But back to this, I don't like all these requirements. Students must be taught cursive. 70% of student work must be completed on paper. How are we measuring that? Don't schools have enough to keep track of?
Yeah.
Then are 70%? And I don't understand the point of that. Let's not get too far away from technology, especially for kids K-5. They need to learn the technology because that's where the world is going.
Like it or not.
Yeah.
Like, you need to find a way. That's the challenge of being a parent or an educator, is that the world is changing. It's constantly evolving. And how do you prepare your kids for that world? You don't have control over what the world is going to be. But we don't even know 100% what it's going to be. I mean, by the time my 9-year-old completes high school, we might be back to the Stone Age. I don't know. But I assume the safe bet is it's going to be a more digitized, more screen-heavy world. So denying them the physical abilities that they need, typing and being able to, you know, I don't know, type without looking at their fingers, that stuff is necessary. It is going to be necessary for that digital world. The other thing she says in here is, quote, "We replaced crayons with Chromebooks before we had evidence that it worked." One, my kid has crayons.
Yeah.
My kid uses crayons in school.
Yeah.
We didn't replace anything with crayons. We're just using them less. And also, granted, this is Kansas, but it's Blue Valley, which tends to be a very progressive district, so I'd assume if it's true here, it's probably true most places. He's not using a Chromebook in elementary school yet.
Right.
That's not happening yet. I mean, I'll plead ignorance on it. Maybe that's happening in other places. It's not happening in Blue Valley. I just assumed if it's not happening here, it's not happening in other places. The other thing she says is a child's brain is wired by their hands, not a stylus. What is holding the stylus?
Right. Yeah.
How does a kid hold a stylus? With their mouth? Like, you're still using your hand to operate the stylus. So I don't know. I'm with you, though. I really don't like, let's get away from 2025 and go back to 1976.
Yeah.
You know, because 70% of student work must be completed on paper, according to this bill. Are the teachers having to keep track of that?
Probably, like,
they having to say, hold on. I need to make sure this is a paper assignment because I'm only at 68% of the assignments have been on paper. Also, I hate the elementary schools must maintain printed textbooks and bring back physical manipulatives. I'm not even sure what that is.
Physical for math. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
for
that's...
math, it's a... Kids lose textbooks all the time. Textbooks are also really expensive. One of the godsends with Chromebooks or tablets or whatever they're using is that it's a PDF right there that they have with them all the time. We talked about that, I think, last week about how, man, it would have been nice to have had Chromebooks when we were in high school, because I was having to run back to my friggin' locker across campus, or I was going to have to carry all my books for the day with me.
Man, I'm looking at this bill and it is so detailed about the requirements. It goes way more specific than we've even talked about. Because what we're looking at is a summary of the bill.
From Fox 4 or KCTV 5.
If you go into the bill, it gets way more detailed about what counts and what doesn't count. And to be clear, my understanding is that, and if you read this differently, tell me, is that this is for K through five.
Yes.
This is only for K through five. So we're not talking about anything over fifth grade.
Right.
Good, I guess, that she's not going later than that. But man, it's all digital instruction for elementary school students in K through five, no more than 45 minutes per student per instructional day. And then she's got a list of inclusive subjects. Instructional technology shall not replace primary instruction in something like social studies, content knowledge, or science. Mm. Like she's basically saying, make sure we still do science experiments in classes and you know, blowing up stuff or whatever, and don't have technology replace that. This is a solution looking for a problem. I don't, man, schools have enough rules to follow. Because what's going to happen now is that school districts, if this passes, and boy, I don't know, but if this passes, now school districts that have enough mandates they have to follow are going to have to structure lessons and the use of technology to this. And this doesn't produce, there's no evidence, she doesn't cite any, that any of this is going to reduce screen time at home. Because, I mean, you can't control what they do at home. There's no evidence it's going to improve learning or, you know, retention or, you know, you can make the argument that writing things is, you know, helps retention. I would argue that's a bigger deal in later years a little bit. Like taking notes in handwriting on class lectures might help you retain it better. That's not a K through five thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't accomplish, I don't think it will accomplish what she's after.
Well, it's also when it comes to retention, I've tried the handwriting thing before. I've tried doing handwritten notes. I don't actually retain information better just because I wrote it out. I actually retain information. The best way I retain information, is probably why I'm in radio, is through audio. Like I actually, if I listen to an audiobook, I remember that better than if, and this isn't true for everybody, but I remember that better than if I read the book, if I actually read the printed word. I just the way my brain works. I imagine things and I feel like, especially with an audiobook, like it's just certain rhythms of the way the person's talking just bring to life in a different way than just the voice inside of my head when I'm reading. But again, it's different for everybody.
Yeah. And so, this assumes everybody is the same.
That's exactly the problem.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like at some people, when I was in college, I was one of the people that had a recorder and would just tape the lectures and then listen back to them on my way home from school. That's what I did. And I learned a lot better that way.
And I am more what she says. I do. Yeah, I do get it. I go along with that science that for me to, that's why I have so many lists everywhere. So that if I write it out and I see it and I write it out again and I see it, but that's not everybody. It's too limiting. It's too big brother. It let school districts do the schooling.
From the text line, I bet this lady is over 6,570 years old. She's actually 51. I looked this up because when I saw this, JB, I assumed it was like some 90-year-old grandmother
who says, let's was go like, back to.
I wrote my kids a lovely birthday card and they said they couldn't even read it.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's a 51-year-old woman who probably has children that are, I mean, if not in elementary school or grandchildren that are in elementary school, then were recently. I mean, I don't know. I can't dig too deep into her personal life right now, but I saw what year she was born, and she was born in 1974, so she's 51 years old. I don't understand the push for this other than it's like, hey, we need to do something. We need to do something.
Oh, yeah. I hope this is not the direction that legislation is going to start going, because, you know, the trend last year was let's ban cell phones in schools. And that gained steam really quickly. I mean, there was a task force in Missouri that in Kansas that supported it. Then Missouri took action. Now school districts are doing it on their own. And that, at least publicly, kind of came out of nowhere. And that was a good move. I mean, because that got into distractions in class and, you know, and that was widely supported. I hope that didn't kick off this whole let's get all technology out of classrooms thing.
From the text line, my son brings home an iPad every day. He's in kindergarten. Chromebooks are being used in Kansas. I guess it depends on the district. I was looking this up for Missouri. Many districts, such as Northwest, RI, I'm not sure what that is, and Wright City, you issue Chromebooks for students to take home daily, starting in the third or fifth grade. Some use iPads as early as kindergarten. Oak Grove provides Chromebooks to all K through 12 students, while others like Fort Zumwalt focus on grades 5 through 12, but still integrate technology early on. So, I mean, we've talked a lot about the educational issues in Missouri. I don't know that this is the solution. That's kind of my issue with it as well. It's like, okay, we will admit that Missouri usually ranks in the bottom 10 when it comes to education.
Yeah.
And I've lived all over. I lived all over the country. I've lived, and I, you know, my kids go to Blue Valley specifically because it's one of the best public school districts in the country. But we also lived in Lexington, Massachusetts, which was considered the best. I disagree, by the way, but it's considered the best school public school district in all of the country. And I got to tell you, they use Chromebooks. They use Chromebooks here. They use them there. Their test scores were better than anywhere else. So is this going to help them with their test scores? I don't know. Somehow, because they're not using Chromebooks, they're going to be better. I seem to doubt it. I think what would help more is, I don't know, paying teachers more.
Yeah.
Like rewarding teachers for the hard work that they put in.
Yeah.
Because that's the constant across the school districts that I put my kids in, is the teachers tend to get paid more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all a good point. And it's like, show me. There is a use of technology that is good, that can help kids. And all this is doing is putting blanket limitations that we pulled out of nowhere, right? Yeah. 70% of assignments, whatever. Well, but there are some things where it's better for kids to be doing it on technology. A kid can learn how to write, you know, cursive or just regular writing. You can do that with a stylus on an iPad just as easily as you can do it with pen and paper. Because you're not typing it. You're using a writing device. It does the same thing.
It's the same motor skills.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand the difference either. 913-586-7798. Again, there's this state representative, Trisha Burns, from Wentzville, Missouri, which is St. Louis area, wants to more or less ban Chromebooks and iPads and all those things in class, that kids would have to go back to textbooks instead of the Chromebooks and iPads. They have to be taught cursive, that school districts cannot assign homework requiring technology, which also is like crazy. I will say this also as a parent, I don't like this because it's easier to track how my kids are doing in school.
Sure. Yeah.
Because of the technology.
If you're a teacher, former teacher, would love to talk to you.
Love to hear it from you on this. 913-586-7798. Talk about it some more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Still to come, hopefully this hour, we'll get to my favorite story of the day out of Canada. It's the most Canada story ever. But when we talk about what this man did to be charged with assault, fascinating. We'll get to that coming up. But there is a Missouri lawmaker. All the bills are being pre-filed for the January legislative session now. And this one takes us backward a bit in terms of the use of technology. And it doesn't have to be this broad. It didn't have to be this wide ranging. I would support it more if it wasn't, but it gets into a lot.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Whether you agree that kids need to learn maybe more tactile ways of you know, writing down information, fine. I think I would agree that we shouldn't abandon learning how to write by hand.
Absolutely.
But nobody's suggesting that. This Trisha Burns from Wentzville is trying to get rid of having Chromebooks in the classroom, using technology, making kids have to learn cursive, which, by the way, is a misinterpretation of the studies. The studies don't say that kids need to learn cursive. It just says they need to learn how to write by hand, that helps their neural pathways. There's a lot going on here. 913-586-7798. Here's what some people are saying on the text line. There was a substitute teacher who texted in, said that Chromebooks are a huge distraction in the classroom as a substitute teacher. I do wonder, and it's hard at this time of day to say, hey, if you're a teacher.
Yeah. Well, some are retired. Retired administrators that listen.
If you recently retired, I guess, because, you know, Chromebooks are relatively new. I wonder if it's different for a teacher who's teaching day to day than it is for a sub, because
it's
always going to be a, it's always, you're always going uphill if you're a substitute teacher. From the text line, 6913 says, now they're going to tell us to go back to the all hard copy textbooks and we'll have to fund it. Does the bill list a funding source, or is this another unfunded mandate? Because they told us to buy all the technology, but we had to fund that too. That's a good point. I mean, how much money have these schools spent on Chromebooks that now, if this bill passes, they'll be like, well, I guess we're back to making people pay for textbooks?
Yeah, yeah. And I would assume they'll keep the Chromebooks because they're still going to use them some, so they won't sell them. They will just buy textbooks, which, as you said, are not cheap, and kids are hard on them.
So. Let's see. Here's a longer text from a substitute teacher. I'm a substitute teacher. Chromebooks are a distraction more than help, even as a sub. You would think a sub would love them because you do not have to do as much. It is awful. I do not think they should be removed completely, but like when we were kids, keep them in the library and only use them when needed. During specials is fine, but during class time, it is disruptive.
Well, I would ask, why is it disruptive?
Here's,
is it because you don't know what they're doing?
And I wonder, like I said, if it's different for a sub than it is for a teacher that's there. I mean, the more a kid has on their desk, the more they can mess around with and the more distracting that's going to be. And it's on a Chromebook, especially if they have it out all the time, you don't know what they're doing if they're not doing an assignment all the time. Now, I would say Are there better controls we can put on it? Put it under your desk somewhere. I mean, there are ways to get around that, probably, especially when they're younger and they listen more most of the time. Mm-hmm. They're scared more easily intimidated. But just it being out, they probably just mess with it or forget to turn it on silent and it makes noises and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Somebody said because the safety protocols are too easily overridden.
Oh, yeah. That,
you know, they can't, you can't control everything. I don't know. I mean, also, I think back to textbooks, and those could be a distraction. I was always going through textbooks and seeing what little notes and stuff the kids who'd had them previously writing. Maybe, obviously, Chromebooks, if you can access Roblox, is going to be a much bigger distraction. But I don't know.
I would assume textbooks are less of a distraction than the Chromebooks. It's just that 70% mandate in this bill, get that out of there. Do not make it harder. You know, like you're trying to do a good thing. Don't create more work for teachers unless you really, really can back it up. And at least, you know, hopefully they'll do hearings. Hopefully teachers will testify at these hearings about whether this is a good idea. And the idea, like I said, the idea isn't awful. The more we get the screens out of the hands, sometimes the better. But there's got to be a middle ground here somewhere.
It's really tough, though, because I when we talk about screens, and I've talked about, you know, phones are a problem. It's not phones that are the problem. It's the easy access of constant information. And just the fire hose that the smaller the device, it seems, the wider the fire hose of information just spraying into your face all the time. So it's important to try to limit, you know, the amount of information that's just a distraction at the end of the day. It's also important to limit, you know, what they're doing on these things that don't involve schoolwork. So to that substitute teacher who said that it's too easy to override the safety protocols of the school, I actually know that for a fact because I've talked to my son about that, who says, kids play Minecraft on these things in high school, at school. Then the safety protocols need to get better. Like, then they need to be able to control for that better. Like, I don't know how, but that seems like the solution there more than we need to get rid of them altogether and go back to textbooks.
So I'm putting myself in the head of a teacher who, if this were to pass, what I would have to do differently. And in grades K through five, kids stay in what? It's two class. In earlier grades, they stay in one class all day. And then when we were in middle school, we went to one other classroom in the afternoon. If I'm a teacher, the easiest way to approach this from a lesson plan standpoint is you have technology days and non-technology days where you don't even get them out all day. And you just plan all of your lesson plans around that way. You're not getting them out of the closet, getting them out of book bags, all that kind of stuff. And there are a lot of things that would easily be replaced by the physical equivalent, like flashcards for learning math, you know, and going through multiplication tables and stuff like that. There are easy ways to revert to like an analog system that won't change the way that kids are learning it too much. The enforcement of this will just be, and then what's the penalty for not meeting these rules? You know, that's not in there either.
From the text line, kids have complete access to games and YouTube and inappropriate things. I've had to call the office because a group of fifth grade boys wouldn't stop playing moaning noises.
Oh God.
I know they bet moaning noises, maybe like from a YouTube or something.
Yeah.
But I also thought, is that a video game that I need to know about called Moaning Noises?
Mm-hmm.
What is that rated? All right. So we're not solving education today, but neither is Trisha Burns. So there's that. Coming up, will we solve winter-based Wonderland assault? The most Canadian story ever. A guy in Canada assaulted a neighbor with his snowblower. Not like at the end of Fargo, but definitely was considered assault. Talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you, CTV News out of Canada, for this story that you just can't make this stuff up. This is out of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. We have a 57-year-old man who has been charged with assault. And we're going to have to talk about the legal definition of assault here in a minute, because there was an incident involving a snowblower over the weekend. Police put out this news release and it said an investigation revealed that the accused, they got a report of an assault that occurred the previous afternoon. The accused got into the argument with the victim, who is known to them, before intentionally directing snow from a snowblower at them. No physical injuries were reported. Officers located the accused on Sunday, took him into custody, and charged him with assault. He will appear in court in February.
Maybe it's Canadian. Maybe the standards are different there. But unless a rock flew out of this thing, the poll quote that I get from this article is the accused intentionally directed snow from a snowblower at the victim. That's assault?
It is. Here's the legal definition of assault, because it's crazy. God. Legally, assault is generally defined. Now, this is Canada, but generally, it is defined as an act that intentionally causes another person to reasonably fear imminent, harmful, or offensive contact, even without physical touching. And okay. the example they give is threatening to punch someone. Many states say there has to be harmful contact, what used to be called battery. But in that initial definition of assault, this would qualify.
Okay. I would actually argue it doesn't, because of the word reasonably expect or fear, right? I don't think snow is a reasonable fear from a snowblower. Like, again, maybe it's heavy duty, whatever. unless you're threatening to chop somebody up and put them in the snowblower, like the wood chipper at the end of Fargo, I don't think that you need to worry about somebody just blowing some snow at you. Like, this is somebody's going to go to jail over this?
I would bet this is going to be
dropped,
you know, 10 hours of community service or go shovel a few people's driveways. The only way, if I try to take this seriously for a second, I cannot believe they arrested this guy for this. In Canada, I can't believe they actually arrested him and charged him. The only thing I would understand is if the victim thought he was going to come at him with the snowblower and like knock him over. Mm-hmm. If that's what it seemed like was going to happen, that he was going to, you know, come at him and push him down with the snowblower. That didn't happen. Nobody was injured. He just blew snow at him.
Yeah.
And this had to have been a neighbor, right? This had to have been a dispute between neighbors.
I would assume this didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or these two have been at it for a while.
Yeah. I don't know. Does it matter if it's an electric snowblower or a gas powered snowblower?
Gas, it's more threatening because it's louder.
It's more threatening, right? Because it's so much louder.
Yes.
And also more powerful.
Yes.
I mean, just think of how much snow you can toss in somebody's face. I literally have done this to my children. I've been out.
Child abuser?
I guess so. I didn't realize I was assaulting my kids. But when I've been out using the snowblower and they come near me, I'll angle the little chute towards them and spray them with snow.
Criminal.
They laugh. They think it's funny.
Criminal.
They don't. Yeah. Not once have they been killed. Not once. Haven't had to take them to the hospital over it.
I need so many more details about this. I need to know the way they found out about it was from a 911 call.
A 911?
Yeah.
You should be arrested for abusing 911 resources.
I want to hear the 911 call. 911 mm-hmm. operators got a report of an assault that occurred the previous afternoon. And it was the previous afternoon, so somebody must have talked to this victim, maybe his wife or something, and said, you should report that to police. And by the way, who calls 911 to report something that happened the previous day? That does feel like an abuse of 911.
That's a little bit weird, yeah.
But I want to hear the 911 call. I want to know what the argument was about.
I know, based on one version of the story I read, they didn't have the complete transcript of the 911 call, but basically they asked them, do you want us to send the police out and charge this guy? And they said yes.
Wow.
Like, at that point, wouldn't you kind of be like, okay, you know, I think I'm going to step down a little bit.
Yeah, if they ask you whether...
Do I want to be known as the Canadian who couldn't handle snow?
Right. Yes. Yeah, it's a very good point. If they ask you whether you want us to send police out, that's a good indication that it's not a sure thing.
That you need to back down a little bit.
Wow.
A little bit. 913-586-7798.
Okay. If you'd ever operated a snowblower, you would know they can throw out rocks in chunks of ice.
Yeah, they can. So, and also a snowball can have a rock or a chunk of ice in it. And also, if you get in your car and the spark plugs are faulty, mm-hmm. it might die while you're driving it down the highway and you can create... Anything could happen, but in this case, it did not.
Again, if it was...
That is my point.
If it was that bad, he would have called 911 right away.
Right. If this guy had gotten hit in the face by a rock... Then I'd be like, okay, fine, I can expect some restitution. Though it is Canada, so you just go to the hospital and get your bills paid for free. Yeah. But that's not what happened. It didn't result in him getting hit in the face with a rock or a chunk of ice. And I'm sorry, I know that the way the law looks at things is they don't care about what happened sometimes, they just care about what could have happened.
Right.
But that's not actually true. That's what the letter of the law says, but when it comes down to it, they go, no one was actually hurt, then we don't care. We're dropping this. Stop wasting our time.
I want this to go before a judge. I hope there are cameras and microphones in the courtroom. I want to hear what this judge has to say about this before they dismiss these charges. This will be dismissed. There's no way this goes forward. Yeah.
Can I just point something out?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get hit in the face with something coming out of a snowblower, I would say the first thing I would say is, why are you standing that close to the end of the snowblower?
You know what? That's a great point. You don't sneak up on somebody with a snowblower.
Yeah,
doesn't come out of nowhere.
If I go out in the parking lot and I start sucking on a tailpipe of somebody else's car, I don't get to sue them for carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right. If I'm driving my car down the road and somebody's using a snowblower on the sidewalk and it hits my car, can I go, hey, that's damaged my property. That is illegal what you just did, sir.
Same thing if someone's mowing the grass and you're walking by because you're walking your dog. It would be the same idea. If you were hit with grass that flies out of a lawnmower,
yeah,
that person could be charged with assault.
Right?
And nobody's doing that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Where do we draw the line there?
Yeah, it's the same analogy for
my neighbor's
summer.
Using a leaf blower right now. I actually might call the cops.
Yeah.
Because they're not threatening me with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it is threatening behavior.
Yes, it's loud.
Is the way I look at it. Yeah.
It's loud. Anything that's loud then, anything that makes a loud noise near you could be considered threatening then.
So the kid that got a kazoo for his birthday and is outside screaming into it, that's assault. Yep. That's assault to my, assault to my ears, just not legally. But, you know, maybe I should call the police because the kid, his parents got him a kazoo.
That we should have saved this for our Florida or Australia. This seems like something that would have come out of Florida.
I actually saw this last night.
And
I tried to do this just a little behind the scenes thing. I was like, you know what would be funny is Canadian or Michigan.
Yeah,
or,
we've talked about doing that, Canadian or something.
Yeah, or something else. And I tried to do it. And this was the only like really good story out of Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all the rest of them
would obviously be us.
Yeah. Canadian man dies from fentanyl overdose and things like that. Not fun. And then the other ones were just all like Canadian man, solves moose puzzle and stuff like that. Like, everybody's going to know it's Canadian.
Yeah.
So yeah, the game just broke apart on attempt to complete. So, I don't know. Is this assault? 913-586-7798. What if you're, pretend you're on a jury and this case is in front of you. It could be a grand jury or an actual trial jury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in front of you that a man pointed a snowblower at, it doesn't say whether the person was a man or not, but
I guess I'm assuming man, but
I don't know why, but me too. Pointed their snowblower at another person, and that person filed criminal charges against them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you throwing that guy in jail for pointing the shoot of his snowblower at the other person? Does it even say they hit him with snow?
No.
Doesn't it just say they kind of directed it at them?
Yes.
It doesn't even say they hit them.
No. But legally, it doesn't matter, I guess.
Apparently not. Just the possibility that something bad could have possibly happened means that somebody needs to go to jail. That's the world we're living in now, at least those of you listening in Canada. 913-586-7798. You throwing this person in jail, you throwing Mr. Snowblower in jail, 913-586-7798. Get your text coming up on Midday.
In Ontario, Canada, 911 got a call from somebody saying, hey, I had a little argument with this guy, and he turned his snowblower in my direction. I will file charges. And they did.
Yeah.
Assault.
I don't think people are getting this based on our discussion. We're not saying, does it add up to assault under whatever stupid law we're talking about?
Sure.
We're asking for a reasonable point of view on this.
Like, should somebody, this be dropped?
Somebody points a snowblower at you, you call the cops and have them arrested. You think that that's reasonable, then go clutch your pearls and go live in some fantasy world where nobody has an ounce of hostility. Go see if the Care Bears have a cloud available for you, because they're the only people that I could imagine wouldn't. If Canada is too hostile for you,
right,
then you've got a problem.
Yeah.
From the text line, though. Suspend him from using a snowblower for 6 months. Send him to snowblower training school and slap both of his hands. Somebody also basically made the analogy that this would be like finding out that your neighbor has a gun. And just the fact that they have a gun feels like assault, because who knows what they could do with it. And from the text line, it all comes down to intent. If the user of the snowblower intentionally aimed it at the person who was making threats, it's assault. Plain and simple. Yeah, again.
Okay,
If you like licking those boots, that's perfectly fine. Then that's just, you need to follow the rules, the letter of the law, all that stuff. People should go to jail. People should have their freedoms taken away from them because they aimed a snowblower at somebody.
Again,
that's the world you want to live in? Fantastic.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Is that snow is going to get on their knees?
Well, the worst thing that's going to happen, Jamie, is that there could be a rock in there. And obviously, it could eject from there fast enough to bury itself in somebody's brain. It could have killed them. They're lucky to be alive.
I mean, I'm all about, yeah, you know, let's stick to the law. We have the law for a reason, but...
If you go to jail...
laws get changed all the time.
Yes.
If you go to jail for assaulting somebody with a snowblower, do you get a snowflake tattoo instead of an eye drop?
I think you should go to jail for reporting it, but that's a great point. Say you're in jail. You're next to a giant man named Bubba.
He goes, what are you in for?
You're not going to tell him it's for a snowblower assault?
Nope.
Yeah, you know what? I murdered... professional wrestler. That's what I kill. Remember The Rock? Yeah, you haven't seen him for a while. You know why? That's why. Anyway.
Wow.
Coming up, speaking of neighborhood disputes, Leawood doesn't want a stadium in Overland Park. Yesterday we were talking about the monkey band. We said this is the most Prairie Village story.
The Leawood story is the most Prairie Village story, yeah.
That too, yeah. We'll talk about it coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.